if you're fortunate enough for astrology to choose you, it kind of like, as a lifelong study, it gives us that peek. I often use in my presentation, looking that old woodcut of looking outside of the 3D world out into at the workings of the cosmos. And how wonderful for our lives.
Welcome to the Astrology Hub podcast. I'm Amanda Pruel Walsh, founder of Astrology Hub and your host for our flagship show. We explore the many ways astrology can support you in your relationships, career, health, and personal growth. Thanks for tuning in. Well, hello there, and welcome to the Astrology Hub podcast, where we feature the wisdom and guidance of some of the world's top astrologers, so you can use their insights to help you learn astrology and help you live your best life yet. I'm your host, Amanda Pruel Walsh, and today I'm thrilled to welcome a truly inspiring guest, Shima Moore, a visionary at the forefront of the consciousness movement. As the co-founder of Conscious Life Expo and Perceptions Magazine, Shima blends her expertise in astrology, art, and transformative meditations to guide others on their spiritual journeys. She's a visionary who's been contributing her unique gifts and talents to our global human family for decades. I always love learning from individuals like Shima, getting their backstory, understanding what has inspired them, what challenges that they've encountered on their way to manifesting their dreams, and what we can all learn from their journeys. We at Astrology Hub will be participating in Shima's upcoming Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles, February 9th through 12th. It's an exposition designed to bring people together to co-create a new holistic model for a rapidly changing world. And in so doing, it will be a powerful and passionate celebration of life and love. And you are invited. Rick Levine, Gemini Brett, Kaylin Castell, the Leo King will also be attending and speaking. I'll be giving a talk. Astrology Hub will have a booth, and we'll definitely set up a space and time to meet members of our community. We'd love to meet you there. You can click the link in the description of this podcast to learn more and join us. If you do decide to join this event, please make sure and reach out to us, either in our Inner Circle membership or via email, just to let us know that you're going to be there so we can communicate with you about the times that we'll be available to get together. Enjoy this episode. Enjoy meeting Shima, and I'll look forward to seeing you at the Conscious Life Expo in February. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Astrology Hub podcast, where we feature the wisdom and guidance of some of the world's best astrologers, so you can use their insights to help you learn the language of astrology and live your best life. I'm your host, Amanda Pruel Walsh, and today I am thrilled to welcome a truly inspiring guest, Shima Moore, a visionary at the forefront of the consciousness movement. As the co-founder of Conscious Life Expo and Perceptions Magazine, Shima blends her expertise in astrology, art, and transformative meditations to guide others on their spiritual journey. She's a visionary who has been contributing her unique gifts and talents to our global human family for years. I always love learning from individuals like Shima, getting their backstory and understanding what has inspired them, what challenges they've encountered on their way to manifesting their dreams, and what we can all learn from their journeys. We at Astrology Hub will be participating in Shima's upcoming Conscious Life Expo, which has been happening for over 20 years. This is our first year, but Shima's been hosting this event for decades. It is going to be in Los Angeles, February 9th through 11th. It's an exposition designed to bring people together to co-create a new holistic model for a rapidly changing world. And in so doing, it will be a powerful and passionate celebration of life and love. The event, again, is happening February 9th through 11th in Los Angeles, and you are all invited. Rick Levine, Kaylin Castell, the Leo King, they're all going to be attending as well. I'll be giving a talk. We will have a booth there, and we'll definitely set up a space and time to meet our beloved community there. So if you can make the trip, please check it out. We're going to put the link in the description of this event. So please check it out. And again, we'd love to know if you're going to be there. Let us know. You can always email us at support@astrologyhub.com so we know you're coming and we can be in contact with you before the event. Okay, so Shima, welcome to the Astrology Hub podcast. I'm so, so happy that you are here.
Well, Amanda, I am so excited to be here. I've enjoyed Astrology Hub for years. I've met so many wonderful astrologers through Astrology Hub, and just your energy I so resonate with. So thank you so much for inviting me. Mm. And we're so glad to have you at Conscious Life this year. Yay. That's, for me, it's like a dream come true. I'm so happy.
Amazing. Okay, so tell us about this event. What inspired you to create it? What inspires you to do it every year? I mean, I can only imagine what is involved in creating an event of this scope and size. I mean, how many people normally show up, Shima?
You know, it seems to be growing every year now that people are coming back together. It's just so wonderful to come together face to face, heart to heart, hug to hug with people at Expo. And, you know, 15,000 is a good starting point. And where we go with it, you know, I think we're going to be really Los Angeles Expo, the LAX Expo is going to be just bulging at the seams this year. Because last year we started a sort of a whole, you know, there's so many different perspectives on things the last few years.
Yes.
And we wanted to be able to present it all. And we wanted to present it all so that if you're interested in hearing more about that, you can hear more about that. And not, you know, just allowing people to really follow their bends. So we created, we have like three floors. And there's more because sometimes there's things happening, like we have a seance happening in one of the suites, you know, over the weekend with Susan Slaughter. That should be amazing. Yes. And, but now we also, last year we began Down the Rabbit Hole.
Ooh.
And that is really, you know, it's a whole, and that's where David does his music. David Palmer, the Leo King, does his late night music. And I'd be doing that on Friday and Saturday this year. Last year was only scheduled for Friday, but it was so fun. On Saturday night, he was back with his stuff and went to the wee hours of the morning. So it and this year we start earlier than ever. Actually, I do an opening ceremony and Rick Levine will be playing Native American flute to begin the whole expo. And so just as people are coming in, and I was surprised, I just got the program guide yesterday. It's 104 pages. It's biggest ever. So thick. I'm like, oh my gosh. I only had a chance to really peruse it, but now, you know, really go into it. But Rick will start with Native American flute 10:30 on Friday. It's a free event with a ticket with a expo for the day. And, to introduce people to like orient them a bit, like, wow. There'll be a lot of new people who have never been there. And there are three floors of amazing presentations and experiences. I mean, that's what I love. And for the opening ceremony, I want to really have people have little experiences. We even have an Arcturian hybrid, Vivian Chavez, who I have worked with on several occasions, who doesn't channel. She is an Arcturian.
Whoa.
And it was like, exactly. And that's what I was like when I, you know, that's kind of a whole, what is that? And so that'll be an amazing thing. And we are starting that weekend is the Chinese New Year. So
that's right.
So, you know, for everyone, it's a whole starting of a whole new thing. But so Rick will start. I will do a mini Stargate experience, which we'll talk a little bit about. It's a 12th dimensional experience, an interdimensional doorway for our higher self, angelic beings, star families, ascended masters that I've been doing for about 10 years now. And I just, you know, I like sharing what I like. And I came into this arena a long, long, long time ago. And I remember in the 80s going to consciousness expos back then. And then in the 90s, I was invited to start a magazine, Perceptions. And I began as the editor of the astrology section, because I had to rewrite. I had an astrology teacher, and I had to rewrite everything that she wrote because this didn't work for me otherwise. And so she decided to start this magazine and invited me to be one of the founders. I'm an Aries, Venus, Mars, Mercury. So pioneering and start very similar to Rick in a lot of ways.
Yes. I was going to say, I know someone else with all those Aries places.
Exactly. And he's a Cancer moon and I'm a Cancer rising.
Wow.
Oh my. And today is actually my Libra moon return today. I just saw that last night and went, oh my gosh, you can't, you know, it's just amazing how it works.
Perfect. Yes.
And,
yes.
And anyway, so then I became the editor-in-chief, and Perception was a strange bedfellow. It was government, health, and metaphysics, which is really kind of like what Conscious Life Expo is.
Wow. To think about government, health, and metaphysics? That is really interesting to put those three things together then, and then to think about how relevant that is now.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
Yes. And so back then, I mean, I started hyperventilating. Some of the information was way too intense for me, but I was the one who finally decided what went in the magazine and what was ready for people to hear about. I mean, I remember going out to lunch with somebody talking about things that night for the first time I watched on X-Files. I'd never seen X-Files before. And what he was talking about at lunch, they were talking about at X-Files. So the synchronicity is really an amazing thing. And I think when we look back over when I look back over my life, and I'm sure when we look back over our lives, we tend to see those synchronicities. And if we can stay in that place of positivity and expect the best, even though there's like dark spots for sure and hardships or rapids, as we were talking about this weekend in the Stargate experience, we all experience them. But it's how you negotiate, how you sail. You can kind of like go under and like, oh my gosh, I'm drowning. Or you can just kind of like take a breath and know that hand, as we were talking about a little bit earlier, that there are unseen forces that are there for us, I believe, you know? And so that's how I like to live my life. Mm. And that's kind of like, so anyway, when Perceptions went down, I started working for the Whole Life Expo in San Francisco. I moved up to San Francisco. And then I met Robert Quicksilver around that time through a man who became my husband, Moore. That's where Moore came from.
Oh.
And then some incidences happened, and I introduced him to the possibility of working with the expo back then. And lo and behold, not too long after he had started working a bit with them, we were walking along the beach in San Francisco, and he like, you know, Shima, I'm really thinking of Conscious Life Expo. And suddenly, I was the initial program director, which I'd always wanted to be, because that was always my favorite part of that information. Where do you get information like this? You know, it was so exciting, really. So, and that's how it began. And it's been a bumpy road. You know, I mean, there were times when, you know, I really honor Robert Quicksilver, how he persevered to the darkest of times. Because there were some times when, you know, expos are like, it's a big event and there's a lot of people. And at the hotel, just so many things. It's very expensive. So money comes in and money goes out. And sometimes, you know, that money just kept going out.
Right.
But perseverance furthers. And so here we are. And, and so that's kind of the sort of like Conscious Life Expo's initial percolating experiences. And he wanted to start actually back in the early 2000s, a metaphysical school, which is why I thought, maybe the expo would be a really good fit. Mm. And it caught, and that's, we've been going ever since.
Wow.
So it's been amazing to see. I can't believe it's 2024.
Wow. Unbelievable. I have so many questions, Shima, because I know, first of all, I have questions about astrology, and then I have questions about consciousness and all these things that you've seen. So first I'll start with astrology, because I was speaking with Rick Levine, and he mentioned, actually, I think this was last year when he was going to be speaking at the Conscious Life Expo, that astrology wasn't always super present at the event, and that it's starting to grow. Like there's more astrologers that are a part of it now, and there's more interest in astrology. So tell us about that, because you're an astrologer. So why wasn't it really a feature before, and why do you think that that's growing now?
Astrology has really been a part of my life really since the 70s. And I just read, I have libraries of books. It looks kind of like a lot of them are in storage, unfortunately, because I have a teeny apartment, but I just love it. You know, I can't get enough of it. It's so, I don't live my life like, oh, what does it say in the stars? I just live my life by what feels right. But when I look back, it falls into place. Wow. And there's just so many wonderful writers that I love. So in 2019, I was at an event, and a friend of mine who has a very large mailing list, she asked me, Shima, would you want to write a overview of 2020 from an astrological perspective for people who are not astrologers? I said, oh, I would love to do that, right? So it was very interesting to do. And I had already spoken to the expo about we have to start doing astrology, because I would get resistance. Oh, astrology. Oh, we tried that. It didn't work. You know, and actually, quite frankly, at the time, I was always so busy running things with the program that I didn't even know we had astrology at the Conscious Life Expo. There was, we had a few panels. I didn't know that David Palmer did talks at Conscious Life Expo, right? It just was like, wasn't the time. Timing is everything. So anyway, I decided that it was time. 2020, I looked and I saw what was coming. I said, something big is coming. We need to have a cosmological perspective for people. Our audience needs this. And I'm a very sun in the 11th house. I like bringing people together, right? I like different perspectives, you know, and I have perspectives, but it's kind of like the elephant. Everybody can describe it as they describe it. And so I like to bring in different points of view. And I finally got the okay. And I had like 8 astrologers. Henry Seltzer was there with Time Passages. Susan Miller was there. She had been there for years. But so there were a lot of people. And that was the year I brought in Kaylin Castell, who I had met years before. And I brought in David Palmer. And lo and behold, this conversation with David, we both had the same North Node in Gemini. And although we're different generations, we were just like fast friends. We can totally tune into each other. It's just an amazing thing. And that's one of the zillions of wonderful things about astrology. So before I knew it, I had this whole panel. I even had a woman from Singapore who's a feng shui Chinese astrologer on the panel. And we become wonderful friends. I've become friends with all of them since, right? So it kind of grew, and David still uses clips from that 2020 talk on the panel about his predictions about what was happening. And, there's nothing like an astrological perspective. We don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but we can tell you what the weather's going to be like. Take your umbrella, it's a good thing. Maybe don't plan a picnic that day, or that decade or whatever, but it's really just quite wonderful. And it's continued to grow, so much so that this year, there's more astrology than there has ever been. And some of the people I didn't even bring in. Other people I brought in, other astrologers. And there's one astrologer that David Palmer had told me about. And I thought, oh, you know, I really needed to reach out to him. But everything was already full. Somebody else brought him in. Evan Nathaniel Grimm, who's a young, exciting astrologer. And I look forward to meeting him. We haven't quite connected yet. So there's experiential happenings everywhere in the expo. And, so I recommend that people look online and get a sense of it because it's like, it's huge. And if you go there, there'll be a lot of people and it could be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So if you go and you're in your space and you like know what you want to see and be open to that changing, because let's face it, you know, the best laid plans, we learn, oh, I really feel like I need to go here type of thing. And there's lots of free things. There's an astrology panel on Sunday. I think it's around 3:00. And that's 2.5 hours. And then, and that day, Gemini Brett will be there for the very first time, which I'm very excited. Because I love how he explains and brings in the astronomy and the astrology. I think he does such a wonderful job with that. You know, and that's the thing. Nobody has it all. Everybody has a wonderful piece of it. And, you know, and as I say, I've been studying this for decades and decades, and I still get excited about learning new things. So it's not a, you know, one and you're done type of experience for sure. It's a lifelong. And somebody, and it might have been on one of your shows, probably was, they talked about if you're fortunate enough for astrology to choose you. You know, it kind of like, as a lifelong study, it gives us that peak. I often use in my presentation, looking that old woodcut of looking outside of the 3D world out into at the workings of the cosmos. And what a wonderful for our lives to not walk around in this blackness of like, oh, it's also nihilistic gloom and doom and, oh, I'm wrong and I'm bad and it's they're wrong and they're bad. No, we are who we are for a reason. And astrology can help us to really untangle some of those things.
Oh, yes. Yes. Speaking my language, Shima. Absolutely.
I know. Listen, Amanda, I have heard you and been like, yes, for years. So I'm so glad.
Wow. Picture this. You step into the new year, not just with a list of resolutions, but with a pocket full of insights from the stars that help you make choices about timing, direction, and focus. Put together by an all-star cast of our best astrologers, our free 2024 Astrology Blueprint is more than predictions. It's your personal cosmic playbook for the whole year. Think of it as a chat with the universe, a way to catch those sparks of clarity that light up your journey. It's about syncing up with the stars and making the most of every moment. Consider it our holiday gift to you. And here's to a year of tapping into cosmic wisdom and personal power. Let's make 2024 a year to remember together. Get your free copy at astrologyhub.com/2024guide.
Okay, so lots of different astrology, lots of different astrologers. The time is right. We're now at this, you know, a time where there's enough interest, and also it's so helpful to people as we're navigating very uncertain times, right? What about consciousness in general? So like, I look at the people who will be there speaking and the topics, like just go peruse the topics. It's like, if you want to go to a place where you will be exposed to expansive thoughts and ideas, and you are open-minded and open-hearted for that level of expansion, this is going to be your playground. I mean, there's just, it's endless. It's amazing. What have you seen in terms of consciousness evolution in the last 20 years you've been doing this, 20 plus years? And do you agree that we're reaching a critical mass of awakening or consciousness expansion right now?
Well, you know, we certainly did go through the dark night of the soul, and we did that as a collective. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, that's never been done before.
That's never been done. I mean, the global dark night / months / years of the soul, right?
I mean, how that even happened, no matter what your ideas are about, because who knows? None of us really know. Such a Neptunian thing, right?
Right.
But something about that, it was like, you know, we don't really choose to hit ourselves over the head with a hammer, but it feels so good when we stop. But in this situation, I think are learning a lot, right? We learned what we don't want. We learned what we stand for, perhaps. We learned, and hopefully, and this is one of the things about conscious life that I love. As I say, it's all points of view. It's all sides of the political spectrum. I mean, more so, I think, than we even anticipated at one point. Mm. But it's about people need to be heard. And really, it's about loving, you know, you have that choice, love or fear. Mm. And this is about, what do you choose? And I choose love. If I don't understand what you're talking about, can you explain it to me? Boy, I'm really curious, because that is like so outside of my understanding, and it might be uncomfortable, and I might be kind of like thrown aback for a while or whatever. But I mean, some people put a spin on things that is very negative, but I'm seeing even there, anyone who has a consciousness that I want to listen to talks about the possibilities. I think we've got this big eclipse coming up in April. And we've got Jupiter and Uranus conjuncting, which is that big, 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 and that unexpected breakthrough. What is it going to be? You know, we are poised. We are at that place of revolution, evolution. You know, what is it going to be? My hope is that humanity comes together in the most positive aspects of Aquarius, because there's all kinds of possibilities there, and that humanity really comes together and supports one another in community. And it may get rough. It may get really, we may have to go through those rapids, right? This is, you know, a lot of people are talking, and a lot of conscious people are talking about this being a challenging year. But if we can, like, it's really about, it's all life, I feel, is about connecting with who we are, you know, really connecting with what's the purpose of my life? Who am I? Why am I? What is this being? I mean, I sit here all day and look at this mountain change right now. There's a little cloud coming over it. Sometimes I can't see it, but oh my gosh, it brings me such joy to see like this amazing place. If we can be like that with each other, sometimes we can't really see each other. It's a little shady. I mean, I had dear friends who didn't talk to me for a year because we had different political perspectives. And I was like so sad. Mm-hmm. And one of them transitioned during that time. And that's like really a saddest thing. But I know we still love one another. And I know he's like, you know, and I still feel his presence here. So it's all, that's really good. And everything else is healed in my relationship with the, you know, with the family. So, but life is a lot for us. And we have all, I think we all came in, we all checked off a lot of boxes when we were coming in. Oh, yeah, I'll do that. Oh, yes. Oh, sign me up for that. Right? Oh, great. No problem. We didn't know we were going to forget when we got here. I mean, maybe we knew that, but we didn't really believe it.
Right.
You know, and how many lifetimes have we been here? How many times? I think this one's like the gold ring, you know, for us all.
It feels like that. And I wonder if every lifetime feels like that, but this one actually feels like some sort of culminating experiential moment that we all said yes to. I love that you are promoting the respectful dialogue the curiosity, the listening to each other. That was the hardest part for me about the time we were in, is that we couldn't just talk to each other. Like, it was certain words, certain ideas, certain possibilities were just like too much for people to even consider for a moment. And when you were talking about all the things we learned through that period of time, I think one of the biggest things for me was learning about fear itself and how fear paralyzes, divides, creates this shell of anger and resentment, and just how fear operates when it has an opening. And there was an opening because people were afraid for their lives. People were afraid for each other's lives. People were afraid for, you know, there was a million things to be afraid of, right? So it to me was not so that we stay in a fear state, but just so that we are aware of what fear can and will do when we allow it to. So I love that you say, you know, we have a choice. We choose fear, we choose love. And it sounds like this entire event that you're holding, which because it's holding your frequency, that it's a space where this type of dialogue can happen. And it does take courage. It takes courage to, first of all, set the space and allow for the conversation to happen. So hats off to you, Shima, for even being willing to go there. And then it also takes courage for all of us, each one of us, to be able to hold space for each other and to be able to hold space for different points of view. And even if we don't agree with each other, it's okay. We don't need to agree, but we can still hear each other. And that, to me, it's like, if you look at every single thing that's happening on this planet, if we could do that as a human species, things would be entirely different. So why not start with the microcosm of the Conscious Life Expo and our, each one of our roles as we go to the Conscious Life Expo and hold space for each other and explore new possibilities and allow that possibility to be there without feeling threatened by it necessarily. Like, for some reason it threatens me that you think that, right? Which I think is what happens, you know? Yeah. Which I think is what happens. It's why the response is so angst filled. Is that for some reason your perspective threatens me, which I think we all had very visceral, like, in the body experiences of over the last however many years, you know? So yes. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that we get to be a part of it. I'm grateful that we get to experience it. I'm so hopeful that people from the Astrology Hub community will be there, because as I was saying to Shima before we even went live, I crave human connection, like in person. And I was telling her that right before 2020 happened, I was already at like my wit's end about being virtual and not having more human connection. And so I had all these plans of all these in-person events and things we were going to do. And then 2020 happened. I was like, no, oh my gosh, I guess it's not the right time. But it does feel like we're getting closer to those possibilities. And in February, we'll be in LA and hopefully meeting, I know we'll be meeting you, Shima, and hopefully meeting more of our beloved Astrology Hub community. So come, please. Yay. Like I said in the beginning, the link's in the description. So check it out. Shima, is there anything else you want to tell us about the event or why you think people should go or anything else that you'd want to share before we close out?
Well, you know, the event is 4 days, actually. The expo itself is Friday, and it starts earlier this year. So if anyone has been there before, you know, we used to start 3 o'clock. Friday was a slow day. Mm. Well, that's not true anymore. Friday is a jam-packed day, and we had to keep pushing it back earlier and earlier so that the little opening ceremony starts at 10:30. Now, there's going to be a lot of people there. So come early. Mm. You have to park. Get yourself situated.
Yeah.
Make your way through what's going on. The opening ceremony is on the second floor, up the mezzanine, up the big staircase as you come in the front. Mm. Okay. But you need to register first. Register online. That's really the best thing to do, right?
And you insider have insider tip right there.
Yeah, register online, because otherwise you'll be standing on this long line going, but wait, I want to see such and such. I want to be at the opening ceremony. And we try to accommodate those rushes, but it's very challenging to accommodate everything all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a, so be prepared for that. And on Monday, there is a post conference.
Mm-hmm.
And this year on Monday, we have Rick, we have Gemini Brett, we have David Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Master Cluis Chen, Chinese astrology, will be there. So every 2.5 hours, Monday is a 2.5 hour event. So it's, and they're smaller, so you get to be up close and personal. But it's kind of all like that. You know, there you are with Rick or Gemini Brett or with you. You know, it's kind of really a wonderful, wonderful thing. And so come check out online first so that you have an idea of what you want to do, because it's going to be overwhelming otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get your hand on a program guide, and I think if you reach out to Conscious Life Expo, they'll send you one.
Mm.
Because I like really having it in my hand.
Right? So my talk is Saturday at 11. So come for that for sure. And then I'm going to be super sad. I do leave on Sunday at like 11 or something. So I will miss Monday and most of Sunday. But we're coming in on, I think, Wednesday, I believe, setting up on Thursday. And then we'll be at the expo with our booth and everything. So we'd love to meet you. Definitely register early. Go see Rick playing the flute. That's going to be epic. Plan to be there for the dance party if you like dance parties. I mean,
Kaylin Pistel and I are doing a workshop, a free workshop, at 4 o'clock on Friday.
Ooh, Kaylin Pistel and you together, that's going to be amazing. Yes. I love that.
She is also an Aries Venus.
Do you know Linda Bird? Because she does the Stargate stuff.
Linda Bird is a dear friend.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And we were just wishing each other Happy New Year. And I hope she comes, actually. It would be great to have her there.
Mm-hmm.
But we've known each other for years. And I love the work that she does with Stargate.
Mm-hmm.
And Stargate features her a lot on different solstices and different things. So it's been really great. And maybe it's my 11th house sun, which is, some people would say that's the Aquarius overtones of it, right?
Yeah.
I like bringing people together. I've done that. That's always what I've done. And the Stargate, 5D star portal, has to do with Stargate, which I'm a facilitator of, and come to the opening ceremony so that you get to experience that. And I found that even 5 minutes in this transmission, people come back year after year. Even before I did like the main opening ceremony, I always did that to open it because I like to set the tone.
Mm.
And, you know, it's pretty powerful to shift into a 12-dimensional frequency.
Shima, we've done it in the inner circle because we've had Linda Bird facilitate and teach in the inner circle. And she's done Stargate meditations and experiences for us. And it's super potent. And the members are always raving about their experiences. So, yes, I can vouch for that. And so, I mean, again, there's going to be so many opportunities to really just expand, and you'll meet so many individuals who are so activated. And Shima, that's what I love about you. You're so activated and alive and creative and participating in life. And I think we need as many examples of that as possible so that every person is feeling this, okay, there, what is in me? You know, ooh, it's exciting to see Shima creating these things and being committed to these things over her lifetime. What do I want to commit to? What am I here to contribute to this global human story at this point in time? So thank you for sharing some of your story. I know there's probably a lot more to it.
Oh my God, yes. I just wanted to invite people on Saturday, I think 2 o'clock, I'm going to be leading a panurhythmy sacred dance. Which is also part of that 5D star portal.
Amazing.
We now have a room that we're doing, and we haven't had this really before. And we have a room where we're doing yoga, and different things. And so if you're at the expo, you're welcome to come to any of these things. They're all free. And so on Saturday, I said, let's use this. I want to do a panurhythmy. It's such a unique form of movement that was brought in like 1930s or something in Bulgaria. And people around the thousands of people join every August in Bulgaria to dance in circles, using nature, bringing in heaven and earth. And Mount Shasta is heaven and earth.
Yes.
What I do is about bringing heaven down to earth. And that's why I like to do astrology also.
I feel one of the biggest invitations we all have right now is to bring all these ideas and concepts and beliefs into our body so that it becomes a knowing, and also it becomes something that in that embodiment, we are more capable of sharing it. You know, it's, we can transmit it different when it's in our bodies. And some of these sacred dance practices really enable that. They really open us up to experience and transmit higher levels of frequency. So I love that you're doing that. I will absolutely be that. Do we have to wear something special? Right. Do you just wear like yoga clothes or like what do you wear?
Just whatever. You know, some people wear white or purple or whatever, but really just whatever you feel comfortable. You're not on the floor. It's moving in a circle. It's moving. And this is very interesting. When I realized this, it moves in a cosmic direction. It's anti-clockwise, except for one of the movements. So that's just another thing involving the circle, right? Involving heaven and earth. Mm. And there's only one movement in 28 movements, 28 mansions of the moon.
Right.
There's one movement, which is the movement of sacred earth, that moves in a clockwise direction.
Mm.
Everything else is in the cosmic direction.
Yes.
So I just found that really just so interesting. Wow. Amanda, I'm so looking forward to connecting and giving you a big hug live, right?
I can't wait. And we can't wait to hug you too. So if you can swing it, if you're in the area, if you feel like taking a road trip, if you are up for an adventure, it's going to be amazing. Again, February 9th through 11th. Am I saying the dates right?
February 9th through 11th is the expo. And on the 12th, Monday,
are the other events.
A day of
workshops.
Conference workshops with Rick and Gemini Brett.
Yes. You need to say that more clearly on the website, because if anyone that glances at the website is going to think 9 through 11 and not even think of booking for the 12th. You're welcome.
That's very good to know. That's a good heads up. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So all of you, thank you so much for tuning in. If this is interesting to you, if you are interested in a expansive experience coming up here in February, we would love to meet you there. Again, we're putting the links in the description of this talk. So you can just click on that and come for a day, come for the whole weekend, whatever works for you in your schedule and your budget and all those great things. So Shima, thank you so much for being here. I loved it. I can't wait to meet you in person. And everybody, thank you so much for being a part of our community, for making astrology a part of your life. I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. Take care, everyone.
This podcast is presented by Astrology Hub. You can learn more and find all of our shows at astrologyhub.com/podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and hit subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes and help more people find the wisdom of astrology. Thank you for taking the time to do this now. Thank you for being a part of our community and for making astrology a part of your life.